Election day is in just 2 weeks, but concerns about slow mail delivery, voter suppression, and baseless claims of fraud have voters on both sides wondering if their results can be trusted. For our split ticket series, 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins talks with Western Pennsylvania voters about how they're feeling.
This is the first presidential election Savannah Henry can vote in. She's a junior at the University of Pittsburgh and tried to vote absentee in the 2018 midterms, but she never got her ballot, so she's voting in person on campus this fall.
Like, if they're sending me to campus and I'm like back enrolled in school and I'm expected to go to class and to do all of these different things, I can go vote.
Savannah's a progressive Democrat from Erie. She's troubled by Trump's false claims of mail-in voting fraud and by his acknowledgement that low black voter turnout helped him win in 2016.
This country is no stranger to like just making it harder for certain populations to vote, and I'm a college student, I'm black. If they see that on paper, like I feel like it's easier for them to like, you know, throw it out.
To be clear, attributes like race and age are not listed on ballots, and Savannah still thinks voting by mail is a good system. Many Pennsylvanians seem to agree. More than 2.7 million have applied to vote by mail so far, and nearly two-thirds of them are Democrats. That imbalance worries Republican Ed Swiklinski.
While I don't think that people are going to cast votes illegitimately, I think the system was set up so that more Democrats would vote.
Ed's in his 40s, works in information security, and lives in Bethel Park. He plans to vote in person on November 3rd because while he trusts the mail-in system in general, he says there are too many kinks to work out. Ed says he's watching closely for suspicious activity, like if someone finds tons of ballots dumped in sewer systems. But until there's an actual sign of fraud, he says he has to trust the results. And Ed hopes Trump will do that too, though he worries that the president will cry foul before every vote is counted.
Yeah, it concerns me because Trump should just not say anything, but I'm sure he will.
Democrats are already worried that Trump has not committed to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses. Ed says those concerns are groundless.
Trump's in to win anything he does. He's not going to be asked, will you commit to a peaceful transfer of power? Because if he says yes, then reporters will say, see, Trump knows he's going to lose. Or they'll take whatever he says and use it against him.
Republican Mary Henze agrees. She says it's absurd to worry about Trump refusing to respect election results.
I think you're giving a scenario that's not going to happen. He has more class than that, even though we don't see it all the time. Trump's going to win. He's going to win. I'm sure of that.
Mary's in her 50s and lives in Jefferson Hills. She believes the mail-in voting system is rife with fraud, and she doesn't like the idea that the results will change as mail-in ballots are counted. So although she missed voting in the primary because she was getting chemo, she plans to vote in person this fall, despite the health risks.
I will trust the in-person voting. I don't know that I can honestly say that I would trust the mail-in voting.
It's not voter fraud, it's voter suppression. That's what the real issue is in this election.
Democrat Linda Bishop is in her 60s and lives in Mars, Pennsylvania. She worries about long lines at mostly black polling places across the country and voter ID laws that can discourage many people of color from voting. Linda plans to vote by mail this year. Since 2016, she's been very active in grassroots organizing in Western Pennsylvania. And if the results are close, Linda worries Republicans will sow distrust in the outcome.
It's so important for Democrats to get out the vote for Biden because there needs to be an absolutely overwhelming victory for Biden that his supporters will have no choice but to accept.
But progressive voter Savannah Henry says Trump's strategy of choosing what he wants to believe has been years in the making.
I think that's like what he started his campaign on. It's literally like fake news and like them not believing anything. Even if he's like clearly losing, he'll be like, the results are wrong.
Meanwhile, Republicans Ed and Mary believe Democrats won't accept the results if Trump wins. And in a state that was decided by less than 50,000 votes 4 years ago, we may not know the outcome until days after the election. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.